AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's snowy in Iowa. It's very cold. But tonight, people will be making their voices heard at the Iowa caucuses. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Polls indicate Donald Trump can expect a resounding victory with voters like Miriam Schultz who are not ready to move on.
I really think that Trump would be the best candidate.
Ron DeSantis visited all 99 Iowa counties and says that unlike Trump, he delivers on his promises.
I'm the only one running that's beat the left on issue after issue.
The Florida governor needs a good showing. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has been competing aggressively to emerge as the new alternative.
We are solid second in Iowa, second in New Hampshire, second in South Carolina. We got one more fellow to catch up to. We're going to get it done.
Also running, Vivek Ramaswamy. The entrepreneur has drawn fire from Trump, who on social media said he's not MAGA and calls him sly and deceitful.
They're not going to let this man get anywhere near the White House again.
After Iowa, the Republican primary shifts to New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina over the coming weeks. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden and the Democratic National Committee say they raised more than $97 million in the final 3 months of last year. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He was there for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. It was kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, the president was asked if he has confidence in Austin.
I do.
Lloyd Austin is expected to work from home as his recovery continues. Houthi rebels are claiming they fired a missile striking a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Yemen. The heads of three major U.N. agencies are warning Gaza urgently needs more aid or its desperate population will suffer widespread famine and disease. Authorities today announced that the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza has surpassed 24,000. Switzerland is hosting President Volodymyr Zelensky. Its leaders are offering to host a peace summit for Ukraine. This is AP News. The Emmy Awards will be handed out tonight in Los Angeles. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Ted Lasso leads the nominations for comedies with 21, while Succession leads the drama categories with 27. The Emmys are normally in September, but were delayed because of the Hollywood writers and actors strikes. Anthony Anderson of Black-ish will host the awards live on Fox. Anderson says there's no pressure being host.
I just get to come up here and be myself and have fun and poke fun at Jason Sudeikis, who I believe stole the award from me for several years. I'm 0 for 11, Jason. I'm 0 for 11.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Denmark's new king, Frederick X, visited Parliament on his first formal day on the job, a day after his mother, Queen Marguerite, abdicated after 52 years on the throne. Marguerite stood on the top of the stairs to the Christiansborg Palace. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.